Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in the slide. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
What you will all come to know me as, and what I'm known as in Sacramento and kind of beyond, is the Mary Jane Maven. And I'm going to share my love affair with Mary Jane and what's brought me to being a cannabis podcaster, as well as a cannabis educator, brand, content creator, and I love to help women, specifically women of color, find their passion and their purpose as I have through cannabis. It's been a long journey. I won't tell you at all with every tidbit as I'm known to do, but I'm gonna kind of try to bring this in here. Keep time, you know. We'll see how that works. But so, as I mentioned, you know, I do podcasting and I do education within the cannabis field. I'm gonna go back and let you know really how I first started. So my very first time smoking cannabis, I was with my friends. I was 18, we were getting ready to graduate, and my friends were like, come on. Do it. You work. You have great grades. Like, your dad can't say anything. I'm like, you're right. So they hand me the pipe. My eyes are closed, right? And all of a sudden, my friend goes, your freaking nail's on fire. So you didn't say freaking no. And they go, give it to me. Give me the lighter. You're no longer allowed to do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, guess it's not for me. Fast forward about 2 years later, and I was in my first loving, just head over heels relationship. Trying to be an adult, but you know, 19, 20, that doesn't really work out that well. But I was meeting his family for the first time, and he actually got me to smoke. He was like, here, I'm gonna teach you how to roll joints and all this good stuff. Well, his father, we had just had dinner, and he rolled up, and we were getting ready to watch a VHS tape that we had gone and taken a lot of time at Blockbuster to choose. And when it came around to me, I said, no. He stopped the movie, and he says, Do you love my son? I said, yeah. Do you want to be part of the family? Yes. So he goes, so smoke this. So I saw him roll the fattest joint ever. And all I remember is watching the video, Don't Take the Girl, over and over and over again and crying. I was so high and I was like, whoa, what is this? I like it. So that was the second time I realized, like, wait, okay, this is just allowing me to have a little freedom. I was looking for the adulthood experience. You know, I left home because my dad said, you're not gonna date. And I said, well, I won't be here. Tell a girl that, especially an 18, 19 year old girl. So I, you know, it kind of brought me into feeling like I was making a decision for myself and no one could judge me for it. And my parents couldn't say, shh, we'll just say. So unfortunately that relationship didn't work out because he didn't want to grow up and realize what he had. You know, so I realized I could do bad by myself. So cannabis helped me through my first heartbreak and serious, just probably hit to my self-esteem and who I felt that I was, because I was 23 years old with a 3-year-old. The relationship that I worked so hard on so I could kind of be like, nah, to my dad, didn't work, you know, and I just felt lost and I didn't know what to do. During this time, I used cannabis to really just find out at this time who I was then and what I needed to do. So I decided to go back to school, got enrolled into UC Davis, where I met the best husband in the world. And what I found in Davis, oh, I love this, all of this, what I found in Davis is that, you know, I was like, well, people go to Davis. They don't, people go to UCs and private schools, don't smoke weed, please. It was all over the place. So I had 5 years of fun there. Now I remember when people, when we graduated, and they're like, well, what, you guys gonna smoke when you have kids and when you're older? And I'm like, yeah. Well, fast forward to 2006, and I woke up one morning and I couldn't move, and it progressively got worse over 3 days. My husband and I were married about 6 months at this time. He forced me to go to the emergency room. I'm there 30 minutes and I hear the triage doctor calling neurology. I'm like, oh, they must be for somebody else, that'll neurology. Come to find out that multiple sclerosis decided to, because I was so fun and my life was so awesome, wanted to go ahead and enjoy my life. I don't say that I have multiple sclerosis because I believe that then you then manifest everything that comes along with it and then you begin to live that life. And I had a life that I wanted to live. So MS, keep the hell up. You came into my life, let's go. You know, so that was another time when cannabis really helped because at first I just rebelled. I didn't understand what the illness was. And unfortunately, Kaiser didn't do a very good job. Yes, Kaiser, I'm gonna put them on blast. Did not do a good job at diagnosing me or providing any follow-up. So for about 6 months, I rebelled. I partied, my husband let me pretty much have a fit. I drank a lot. I was using, you know, over-the-counter pills. It was really easy to get hydrocodone and double-strength Vicodin and things back then. And I was just living a very destructive life because I was scared. And so after 6 months, my husband says, okay, is your fit done? Are you good? Get up off the ground, no more tantrum. We're going to take control of this and we're gonna find out how we're going to continue to live the life that we've planned for each other. So I had to do my due diligence. I had to just put on my big girl panties and I had to stop having so much faith in others and find that faith and that power within myself. So when I did that and I found the right neurologist and I started to really understand what multiple sclerosis was doing to my body and how it was different for everybody, I made the decision that I did not want to start using the medication that they recommend. Reason being is because they wanted me to use something that had been made for eczema in 1978, but then they decided, well, this is good for MS. Not a doctor, but you let me know how that works. Hold on a second. Medicating, dry light. It was an experience. It was an eye-opener because I really understood that, you know, the medical field is there to assist you in living your best life, but you still have control and you have this responsibility to know what you need and to be able to communicate that to your, you know, your primary care physician. Built a great relationship with this neurologist. I, at this time, married, having kids, writing a deep, really, it was a successful career in sales, but I was unhappy and I hated it. And every couple of years, I did something different. I did passion parties. I did designer jeans. I wedding planning. Anything that I can do because I knew deep down what I was doing was not what I was purposed to do. But I was living in fear. And it took a very long time for me to stop living in fear and start living within my purpose. So I went to work one day, late. After a 3-day weekend, I just didn't give a shit. Went in, logged in, went and like took 3-4 you know, laps around, talked to everybody about their weekend, talked to my boss, did everything but work. Finally went back to my desk and I started clearing everything off my computer, my Indeed searches, all that stuff. And I decided that it was time for me to stop being scared. And reading The Alchemist, this is something that it's part of my story, my journey, I recommend that to anyone who feels like I don't know what to do. Reading that book, I felt like they were writing it over my shoulder. I was just like, oh, wow, how is this so relevant? But it allowed me to see that I had all control. I thought I was a very positive person. I was having a lot of limited belief, which was keeping me where I was and not allowing me to, like I said, tap into my true passion and purpose. Cannabis helped me with that. Cannabis has helped me through, as I just said, a couple of times in my life where it was joys and it was peaks and it was valleys, but it helped me to get through and to then better understand who I am. So through my journey, I decided to become an entrepreneur. I called my husband and he said, oh, you're on lunch the day that I quit work. And I said, well, so what happened was, and he says, I've been waiting for you to do this. I've been waiting. And you know, if you're a mother and if you're a wife, you tend to put their, you know, dreams and everything first. And my husband's always known he's wanted to do. And I found myself starting to become resentful because it was always so easy for him. And I felt like I was just out there floating around, you know, being this flaky. And what, like I said, what it was is living in fear. And so once I told him I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, he says, oh, well, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out, you know, after the summer. Unfortunately, that summer, my sister-in-law was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. She was diagnosed on June 2nd. She passed away in my husband's arms December 4th of that same year. She was only 41. That was probably the last jolt that I needed to be like, okay, girl, let's figure this out. I was telling my friend earlier, you come to me with your problem, I got it figured out in a heartbeat. When it comes to me, I'm like, I don't know. So I finally had to start being introspective, and I had to start being accountable for where I was and where I wanted to be. So in creating the Menaj with Mary Jane Maven, which is my podcast, it is a result from my brand, which is the Mary Jane Maven, which is a cannabis lifestyle and wellness brand. So my podcast is all the things that I love. I love pop culture. I talk about people and celebrities like I'm their best friend. But I also utilize cannabis to show people that you can be a normal mom. I have a 23-year-old son. I know, I'm only 23, crazy. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, all boys. For my son, I end up to see a billboard and go, Mom, there's your business. And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's, you know, that's Kaliba. That's not me. But thank you. Like, I love that they understand that I'm doing something that keeps me happy, keeps me healthy. And they understand that it plays into the lifestyle that they have now and the crazy parents that they have. But it's, like I said, make me stop living in fear and really just start doing what I'm here to do. And that is to educate and spread the word about cannabis. I've lived the best 20 plus years of my life since being a connoisseur, and actually being okay to step out of the shadows and tell people about it and not be afraid that I do. The power flower is my friend. So I, you know, benefit from it health-wise, career-wise. My husband and I are a canna couple, 20 years, only because of that good. He's a great guy, but definitely, you know, you get in that argument and you hear somebody, you know, clanking together in that grinder, you're like, okay, well, we're gonna work this out. You know, it's allowed me to have better relationships with my mother, my grandparents, grandmother who's very, 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 very religious. I was able to start getting her to use CBD, and now she thinks she's just a pro. She says, bring me the VCR, and I'm like, oh, you mean THC, grandma? Okay, I'll get you that next time. But I've never felt so validated and purposed as I do when I speak about cannabis, when I, you know, ear hustle and somebody's talking.
MonthLeaf is the monthly cannabis subscription service for Northern California. They offer a variety of boxes that you can customize to fit your preferences. Each box will always have a value exceeding $150, but all you have to pay is just $100. And that's each month.
I do also want to share with you guys a little bit about a new company that I am going to be doing a little bit of work for, doing some affiliate work. It is a great company. It's called Greenwood Distributions. Great clothes to represent us, you know, in our community, our Black community, and to be able to show how proud you are. It's very important in today's world to not only know why you are proud, not just because it's a fad and it's fashion and it's something cool to say, but to really truly be proud of where we came from, you know, what we've come through and what we continue to go through and how much more we have to go and how we will traverse through that journey successfully and with strength as we have through every other journey, peak and valley.